In this bulletin, the Greens claim their fourth seat in the lower house. The National Rifle Association has its annual convention just days after the Texas school massacre. And in cycling, Jay Hindley agonisingly close to victory ahead of the final stage of the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Greens look to have claimed victory in the Queensland seat of Brisbane as counting winds down following last weekend's federal election. It's understood that the Greens' Stephen Bates has won the seat over the Coalition's incumbent MP Trevor Evans and edging out Labor's Madonna Jarrett to give the Greens their fourth seat in the House of Representatives.
We knew they liked our policies because they were telling us. They told us they wanted to get 100% publicly owned renewable energy. They wanted dental and mental health into Medicare. They wanted action on the housing crisis. And it's, turned into a victory for us this afternoon.
Counting now continues in three other seats to decide if Labor will claim a majority in the new parliament. Labor's Josh Burns has a narrow lead in the Victorian electorate of McNamara, closely followed by the Greens' Steph Hodgins-May and the Liberals' Colleen Harkin, currently third. Deakin in Victoria and Gilmore in southern New South Wales also remain undecided, with Gilmore Liberal candidate Andrew Constance just 253 votes ahead of the sitting Labor MP Fiona Phillips. The National Rifle Association has pressed ahead with its annual convention in Houston in Texas as calls for tougher regulations on firearms continue across the United States. Speakers at the NRA convention have denounced the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at the primary school in rural Texas, but say restricting access to firearms or banning semi-automatic weapons is not the answer. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says changing gun laws would infringe on the rights of gun owners.
Taking guns away from these responsible Americans will not make them safer, nor will it make our nation more secure. We must not react to evil and tragedy by abandoning the Constitution or infringing on the rights of our law-abiding citizens.
Volodymyr Zelensky has claimed Russia is bypassing most international sanctions levied by countries opposed to its invasion of Ukraine. In a video address to students at Stanford University, the Ukrainian president said Russia was able to bypass the sanctions because there was no united global position against it. Mr. Zelensky claims that some of the countries that imposed sanctions against Russia were also helping Moscow to get around most of them. But he says he still supports sanctions as the right approach against Russia. Sanctions are the right weapon against Russia, the world's weapons against Russia who's taking lives. But sanctions are the weapon that doesn't take lives. It just shows that violation of international law, human rights, sovereignty can't be violated. One cannot take someone else's property. Moreover, one cannot take people's lives. That's why these tools are so needed. A new survey suggests COVID-19 continues to impact on children's education because of disruptions to their normal routine. The Smith Family Survey of more than 1,000 parents and carers nationwide has found that for two-thirds of families, starting school again this year was difficult, while more than half said the coronavirus continued to make learning difficult for their children. And in cycling, Australia's Jay Hindley is going into the final stage of the Giro d'Italia, just 3 seconds behind the leader, Richard Carapaz. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.